Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State Athletics, announcing a jersey patch agreement with JPMorgan Chase today, valued at $17 million. Not only will these patches be displayed on uniforms of all 36 varsity sports, it'll add resources for NIL efforts. Meanwhile, Ohio State quarterback Julian Sand and receiver Jeremiah Smith today named to the Big Ten's 12-member preseason team. That was all announced at the conference media day interviews today. Baseball in Cincinnati, fourth inning. Cleveland Guardians lead the Cincinnati Reds 4-2. Kyle Manzardo with a grand slam for the Guardian. Sean Stewart, a solo homer for the Reds. Clippers at home at Toledo for Diamond Dog Night tonight. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives your weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Been a couple of shows since we've seen each other. How are you?
Great. You know why? Because Reimer's here today. How you doing there, Reimer?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Reimer? You ever seen a grown man naked?
No, I have not.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
First time for everything. You never seen a grown man naked? Like in real life?
No, I don't.
Your dad?
Maybe in like a locker room.
That counts.
Yeah.
It's kind
not
of a gymnasium chatter.
I made it a point to look or anything.
I didn't say that you went home and wrote about it in your diary and then draw a picture.
You mean the first time, like, you were in that setting, you didn't, like, just sort of, like, sneak a peek over? Like, you weren't kind of drawn to it for just a second?
Maybe jarring, a half of a second, yeah.
It's like a car crash. Like, the first time you're in the area of one, you're like, holy jeez. And then you're like, whoa. And you either comment on, like, wow, that was pretty big. Or, like, oh, I can barely see it. I mean, you're going to talk about it with your friends?
No.
Nothing?
I remember seeing my grandfather naked.
Never saw my grandfather naked.
I was sleeping in the guest room in their house, right? Mm-hmm. It was like a sleepover. Mm-hmm. And I peeked out in the hallway.
Okay.
And he's just walking down the hallway naked.
Fully nude, huh?
Yeah.
He didn't come in and like helicopter or anything like that?
No. Well, he assumed.
Just walking down the hallway.
He assumed that I was just
naked.
Sleeping in the room, you know?
So, yeah, so as you do, you just walk about
around
the house,
your house naked. Sometimes I do. But I remember it being significantly large. And what's interesting is that every other person that I've talked to that have had the same sort of thing, whether accidentally seeing a parent naked or a grandparent naked, also comments about how big it was. But then I started to think, maybe it's like going back to your like junior high or something. When you're an adult, you go back into the junior high and you're like, man, this is much smaller than I remember.
Yes,
you
know, it is.
The ceiling's smaller. Yeah. The lockers are small. Because when you're a kid, everything's so big.
Large.
Maybe
the genitals are not that big at all.
No, they weren't.
Just from the kid perspective.
You got it.
Yeah?
You got it. This is the.
I feel better about myself now.
There are only two bits that I ever remembered from the Man Show. We all had that phase, right? Jimmy Kimmel kind of got hot on that. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, that's some funny stuff
really,
on there.
It was girls jumping on trampolines.
And Carmelo.
It was a guy slamming beers, but those weren't really the bits. Yes, it was the sometime Carmelo look up at sky. It was Jimmy Kimmel somehow getting away with doing blackface, being Carmelo. But then there was this bit where it like zoomed in on a photo. You just heard Adam Carolla on a voiceover. Great, like non-annoying voice effort for a voiceover, by the way. And it was like a dad and his son. And his voice would come in and it would just say, you know, I'll show my kid my penis once when he's 5 years old. And from then on, he'll swear his dad had the biggest dong in North America.
I think that's right.
That's it.
That's right.
That's all that was said. I think that's pretty accurate. That's your memory of good old granddad.
That's my memory.
Yeah.
But then as I got older, I was thinking to myself, well, this doesn't look like it's progressing at the same level I remember from my elders here. But then looking back on it as an adult, it's probably the same.
Yeah. Like, do you think Shaq like, thinks that he has a big one?
Yes.
First off, does he?
Yes.
Second off, like he's 7'3", 7'4". Like, do you even think in those terms? Or is that just normal to you?
Well, Shaq thinks he's normal.
That's right.
He thinks he's a normal person.
He does think he's normal.
He's
we found
not.
That out. No, he's not at all. Because again, he has a wiener that's the size of most men's arms.
We assume.
we
assume.
Right. Adam Sandler thinks so. He was trying to sneak a look. Why did that story go? He was trying to like get a look at that while they were filming Grown Ups 2.
He kept trying to go into his trailer and just
see him in the shower,
barge into a place where he knew Shaq would be naked to catch him, so he could see.
And then like he had his big giant security guard that was there. And he would keep stopping Adam Sandler to see. He was like, oh, I'm just trying to get a look at Shaq. And then later on, like during lunch, Shaq would say, what are you doing, Adam? How can we keep trying to see my wiener?
Move along.
And then
you ain't gonna see it.
And then he said, well, I tried to see. He was like, what do you mean? That wasn't no security guard. That was my penis. something along
That's
those
a
lines.
Good joke. It's a good joke. I like that one.
Very good.
Ohio State has agreed to a $17 million jersey sponsorship deal with JP Morgan Chase. We saw some of the leaked photos last week, and it turns out that was accurate. And look, man, I've talked about this. This is no big deal for me. I have read a couple articles today from some of the gatekeepers in college sports, or at least they think they are, saying, well, if Ohio State's putting a patch on their jersey, there's really nothing sacred in college sports anymore. And I rolled my eyes and said, give me a freaking break. What are we doing? We do this in society and we do it in sports. We always in society want to talk about the good old days, or people that want to talk about the good old days. And then I can't help myself. Like, oh, when's that? Oh, the 50s, huh? Back from the war, but he's happy. Economy's good.
back from the war.
Sure, everything's good. Baby boom. We're all just screwing. It's great. Yeah.
We're inventing color TV.
Do you remember, you ever hear about, doing like the air raid drills under the desk because scared of the nuclear war and separate restrooms and drinking fountains depending on what color your skin is? What are we talking about, the good old days? And there is no good old days when it comes to college sports. This notion that, oh, now it's just going to be a free-for-all. It was always a free-for-all. Look at John Wooden. Look at UCLA. You had the haves and the have-nots back then. Always you had that. If anything, you have more parity now in college sports. Who won the national championship last year, Timmy?
Indiana.
Indiana football won the national championship.
Well, and the funny thing about it, too, and we've broke this down 100 times, is that Indiana didn't really use the full force of what NIL is offering. They tried.
No, that's another lie that they tell you is that Mark Cuban came in and bought everybody. No.
They hired a head coach that really nobody else wanted. This dude was a veteran.
They got transfers from James Madison.
He's 60-some years old coming from JMU. That's who Indiana football got. Like, that was the spot where Kurt Cignetti had to go to get even a taste of the big time, the lowest level program in a Power Four conference.
Do you really think that if Ryan Day even batted his eyes at Fernando Mendoza, that he's going to Indiana?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't a situation like, well, I wish we could.
We would have hammered.
Mark Cuban stepped in from Shark Tank and we can't outbid that. It's like, are you kidding?
We would have hammered Ryan Day and the Buckeye staff for even sniffing around at a guy like Fernando Mendoza.
Absolutely.
Listen, what the hell are you doing with some 26 touchdown pass guy from Cal to come and be your guy for 1 year? We would have wondered what the hell is
everybody
going
had
on
that
with that.
Every single team could have had that guy.
You got Miami paying Carson Beck $7 million.
Now, that's stupid.
He did wind up leading them to a national championship before it was done, but
I don't know if he led them to that.
He was the quarterback
on the team that did that, but still, that's right.
Good weapons, good defense. That's really what did it for Miami, but they were willing to pay a guy like that from Georgia that kind of fee.
And again, this horrible world of college sports that we live. You know, obviously, as Buckeye fans, we wanted to see the Buckeyes play in the national championship last year. But playing in the national title game last year, you had the 10 seed in the tournament going up against Indiana. Who the hell saw that coming?
I don't know.
Nobody. Don't
know. You're right about the observation about the good old days in general, though. And I mean, who among us doesn't do that?
Pick a time.
Take sports out of it. Like, we would do that now probably with cell phones and just with, you know, the shows that we used to watch when we were younger, because they rarely stay the same way and span decade after decade after decade. Even what we're doing right now, radio right here, it's changing. You know, we hope that we can do the show somewhat in a similar way, and then maybe just the way that it's consumed will change, but still, things are changing, habits are changing. We always think back to those times, and we think about like the good things, the things that we miss, but we rarely ever remember what the bad things are and how we can improve throughout time. We always focus on the negative. That's something, I guess, about people, right?
Well, and you know, we're focusing on the fact that this is the first time this has ever happened at Ohio State, where you got a corporate sponsor logo right on the jersey. And I'm going to tell you, it is not the first time this has happened at Ohio State. We'll talk about that next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 15-minute holdup due to a crash blocking three lanes on eastbound 70 on the east side before 33. It's going to be slow from Livingston Avenue. Police are on scene there. And we've got some holdup due to construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, vision benefits, and state retirement. Take-home patrol calls, cars, and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers. Now, text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Skies gradually turn partly cloudy throughout the afternoon. still fairly humid out there with highs in the mid-80s and a very slight chance of a pop-up shower this evening. Overnight, turning mostly clear, lows are in the lower 60s. Less humid on Wednesday. It'll be a really nice day under a mostly sunny sky with highs in the lower 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, back in the day, wanted to impress a girl, had her over for dinner.
Yeah.
Right? And make some pasta.
Like way back when.
Oh, way back when. Options and a future.
How's the noodle?
I'm going to tell you about it. All right? So I brought her over for some pasta. I thought of everything. I got the dimmer switch, just the right level, the right lighting, right? Some background music.
Quaint.
Working on my sauce all day long. Sauce, perfect. Wouldn't change a thing.
Herbs?
The atmosphere. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The atmosphere. Fantastic. But you got to cook that pasta fresh when she's there. You can't prepare that in advance.
Mm-mm.
Right? So I'm sitting there. We're talking, having good conversation. I'm trying to impress her. And then
you make good comments.
I leave the pasta in there for a couple extra minutes and I ruin it. I have a mushy noodle.
Mm.
And if you have a mushy noodle.
Foreshadowing.
It doesn't matter what the candlelight is. Doesn't matter how good the soft. Or the sauce tasted, because your noodle is soft.
Yeah, then the soft.
If your human noodle is soft, meaning you have ED, erectile dysfunction, doesn't matter what you do. Turn those lights out, play some Barry White. But if you don't pop to attention, it's not going
to
matter.
And even though the meal was hard to prepare, it shouldn't be hard to, you know.
That's right.
Hard.
So I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They will make sure that your noodle is always al dente. Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. I'm hungry and horny at the same time.
Oh, the two H's.
Ohio State is putting a sponsor patch on their jerseys this year. This is for every single sport, $17 million a year from Chase. I do
36 teams, right?
Yeah.
And I predicted that if they were going to do this, every single uniform was going to bear this.
That seems to be what the other schools are doing as well. First of all, you have to laugh at the Big 12's deal with Monster Energy, which at the time people said, $20 million? Well, if you're saying, well, they got $20 million, Ohio State got $17 million. Yes. Ohio State got 17. They got $20 million for the entire Big 12 conference.
Did you see Notre Dame already kind of one-upped us?
Notre Dame
with
did.
The financial.
And that's good,
what the report, though. $20 million. Yeah.
What was their sponsor?
SoFi. Like the stadium in Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah. Company SoFi.
What is that? Insurance?
SoFi, I think they're insurance. Yeah, like an online insurance database.
I have
maybe.
No idea.
I actually don't know.
But for those of you who are upset about the sponsor, this is not new. What do you think that Nike swoosh is on the jersey? That was OG's sponsor. You want to go further back than that? Oh, I'm so upset. I can't believe they're putting a Chase thing on the jersey. Now, hold on. I got to get back to the shot. The shot. Schottenstein Center. Well, it's not named after a corporation. It's named after a family that donated a bunch of money. Yeah, a family that donated a bunch of money that did business under their own name in this town. So tell me, over the years, what big gifts, how is that any different, financial gifts, than J.P. Morgan Chase saying, you know what, here's a gift.
Yeah, well, that
$17 million
then
is a gift.
Then again, like, I will still hear Paul Keels refer to it, I think he did as recently as this last season. I just have it kind of in my mind, like it plays over and over, Value City Arena. The
Value City's gone now.
It is gone, but the Schottenstein Center and Value City Arena, like that was always what it was.
Who owned Value City Furniture?
Right.
The Schottensteins.
Right. And what about the Nets? What about the Nets at the shoe? How long have those been sponsored? Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
The Field.
The Field has been sponsored.
Is it Safe Light on the Field too?
They might have updated that. It could be also Safe Light. Not entirely sure. SoFi, by the way, online only, national financial tech company that offers digital banking, checking, savings, loans, investments.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Look, I say this all the time because I got to play referee between my wife and my daughter. Pick your battles, both of you. There's going to be stuff to fight for, and there's going to be stuff that you just let go. A jersey patch is not something I'm going to fight for. It's not something I'm going to get upset about.
Well, to fans' credit, I feel like you mentioned, you know, gatekeepers in college football, people that, you know, write the articles and, you know, people that are old hats in the game. They seem to be the few that are a little bit bothered by this. But what do you want? I mean, this is a slow roll into this. They've been doing this in the NBA for the last 5 years or so, and it hasn't really messed up many of their jerseys and what people know, like the classic colors and the patterns and all that. By the way, like, they've been doing so many obnoxious things with NBA uniforms lately. I think that is actually a bridge too far, but that's another conversation. It's just a white colored patch that fits perfect on a scarlet background. We'll see what color that's going to be on the white uniforms. That's been brought up. Probably just plain black. Because I doubt they're going to throw the blue.
No.
It's not going to be the blue Chase logo.
That was a non-starter from the get-go.
But it's kind of like you said, it's rather innocuous. Like, you don't even really notice it. You're not really drawn to it. It doesn't seem too busy. It's going to happen anyway. Everyone's going to follow suit. It's a revenue stream. It is becoming a professional game, so you're going to be looking for ways to make money. That is just the business side of it. You've got to get on board. They're going to do it anyway. Why be mad about something that they're going to continue doing anyhow?
Cal Whittingham, first-year Michigan head coach, he was talking to ESPN's Rich Eisen yesterday, and he was talking about what he thinks the future of college football should look like. He said, I think it's got to be an NFL minor league model where we have a salary cap and the players are employees. I think as distasteful as some of that is, I don't think there's any other way that's better than that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right now, it's out of control. We're going to have probably a dozen teams in the next recruiting cycle with $50 million rosters. And there's such a disparity between the haves and the have-nots. I think the only way to get that evened out and level the playing field is to go ahead and pattern it after a minor league NFL model, or Super League, if you will. That's the thing. Again, we're going back to evening it out and parity. Please tell me a time in college sports where parity existed.
This is the guy that's the head coach at Michigan.
Yes,
also.
At Michigan.
This is the
that has Jumpman on their uniform.
It'd be one thing if Mike Locksley was yelling all this, which he's done before, right? At Maryland. It's like you get to sit at the big Thanksgiving table, Mike Locksley. All right. Just don't be sad that your like arms aren't way above like to your chin right now. You get to be in the Big Ten. We could talk something about maybe a salary cap floor in the future, like you would love to see with baseball.
I'm not saying that we don't have to have rules and regulations, because then just chaos reigns and we can't have that. I'm not saying that at all. But this notion that there's some sort of utopian fairyland out there where the ultimate fairness is ruling is ridiculous. Look, it's always been, college sports has always been extremes. Okay? Michigan can put 100,000 people in their place, yet they will schedule a team to come play them that can seat 28,000 people in their stadium.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me, Kyle Whittingham, how that's ever fair.
How do you ever fix that? You can't.
You don't.
You literally can't.
There are going to be some teams that can sell boatloads of tickets and merchandise, and there are going to be other teams that don't. My question to you, Kyle Whittingham, is do you want to take some of that revenue that Michigan has created and share it with the MAC?
Yeah. You want to just give it to them?
I guess so, because you're making all this ticket revenue and Miami Redhawks can't do that.
Here's the thing, though, is like we get one track minded, right? And there, as he's talking about like a minor league for college football, look, I mean, we essentially, that's what it is, right? Why do we have to come up with some like different label for it? It is a pseudo minor league for the NFL, which is free for the league to use. It always was. This was, I mean, where do all the players come from? Where do all the players in the NFL come from? What like 99.8% of them play their previous seasons in major college football before they go there? So guess what? It's minor leagues. But there are all these other levels of college football. If you really like, you know, are a college football junkie, you would understand that. Like, you can go and catch a game at Mikey Stadium on the Hudson River where Army plays. You know, you can get lost in the service academies and what their traditions are. You know what? Whatever happens, like, whatever all this other stuff happens, that's still going to have a place, because you're going to have alumni, you're going to have people in the community that will still go, whatever the stadium seats. You go where, like, Duke is or Wake Forest, even in some of the bigger conferences. They're not in towns where they can build a 70,000-seat stadium and it works. There might be 30, 35,000 seats. They just rebuilt one in Northwestern that doesn't have that many seats, but they're building it.
But it was $1 billion.
Yeah, it was $1 billion, and they think that it could work for them going forward for who they are. There's no grand plan to get everybody on the exact same level.
Local journalism strikes again. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 45-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side. Before 33, we've got a crash that's blocking two right lanes there. Emergency crews are on scene, causing stop-and-go traffic from the 71 east split. And things are a little slow on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual, and they'll customize your auto and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Mike, you look like a guy that could use a good, factual, journalistic story right now. We don't get a lot of those these days in sports anymore, do we? It's all, you know, podcasters that maybe don't try to go and get the full story, the whole story. It's people just posting random crap on social media that a lot of stuff is wrong. It's Google AI. Where, I mean, they didn't even know what, you know, Ryan Day's record against Michigan is. Didn't know half the stuff it's talking about. So we don't have to worry there. But what about just a good, hard-cutting story about a Buckeye football player?
Nobody respects good journalism more than me. Now, we don't do journalism here.
That's not what we do.
We're the talking heads.
We're Common Man and Timmy.
We're the opinion guys. Yeah. But I grew up respecting the craft, the art, the skill of journalism, and a lot of people want to bemoan the lack of local journalism. And, well, I think there's a valid point to that. What's really left in local journalism leaves a little bit to be desired, as you're going to tell us.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, but one of the great publications that there ever was is the Columbus Dispatch. It's a heritage brand. You hear that name, it means business, right? You open up that paper,
it used to mean business.
You're gonna read something that's gonna make you think. It's gonna make you ask a couple more
just
questions.
Striking it's editorials.
It's gonna make you wonder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like this. Does Julian Sayin have a girlfriend?
Why?
That's the headline. A question.
He's the quarterback at Ohio State. Is that not something that the public wants to know?
Meet the woman linked to the Ohio State quarterback.
Ooh.
By Dan Albach.
Is it a famous?
Columbus Dispatch.
Famous woman?
Let's take a peek.
Let's dive in, shall we?
Ohio State football quarterback Julian Sain appears to be off the dating market. Paulina Adams, a student at Miami University, posted three photos on Instagram with Sain next to her in celebration of Sain's birthday. Sain turned 21 on July 23rd. Here's a quote. "Happy birthday. Life is the best with you in it," Adams wrote in the caption on that Instagram post.
So they didn't.
With a white heart emoji.
They didn't get.
It's white. They didn't get yellow.
Hold on. Okay. They didn't get a quote from her directly. They just got this from the Instagram page. I'm also told.
Don't need a quote, Mike.
That
she white said everything
heart
that needed to be said.
Is like friendship zone heart. I was told because I accidentally sent a red heart to one of my platonic female friends.
Wait.
And that was the end of the world.
Are you serious, Clark?
Yeah.
This guy didn't know that? He didn't write about that.
I'm telling you. Different heart colors mean different things.
All this guy does is read things on social media. He didn't know that tidbit.
Now, if it was a red heart, okay, and in the photo he was giving her a Brumski or something, then we've got something.
What's a Brumski?
Motorboat. Brumski.
You old sailor, you.
Right. You put your head between them and blow.
You motorbone son of a bitch.
Sure.
Built for speed.
Then you
comfort.
Got a story there. Right now you got nothing. You got a white heart. And thank you for being a friend. But, it's essentially the theme song to Golden Girls.
But this is very nice. They got the algorithm where they can format the Instagram right in the article.
Uh-huh.
It's right there.
It's
I
right
can
there.
Click on the arrows. I can see here they are sitting by the campfire, both smiling at the camera. Here they are standing. And she's got her left hand on his abdomen.
Oh.
And her face is leaned up against his shoulder. The top of her head is sort of touching his good, clean, boyish face.
But there's no skin-to-skin contact.
And in photo three, they're just having hardcore sex.
Well, I'm satisfied. I'll tell you, Instagram's changed. That's normally stuff you find on Twitter.
Right? What's Twitter's problem?
Oh, Twitter's just
what's Twitter?
Smut. I'm done with Twitter.
Twitter's problem. I don't want to see D's even, and P's. And,
even too,
what are we
too
doing?
Too smutty for me.
God,
I want to see
it.
Jiggling asses, but as long as there's a licorice thong somewhere.
If you take a trip to the hub, at least you know what you're going to get. I'm just trying to see a report from Adam Schefter, and it's, yeah! Ah! Man. You good?
Yeah, I'm all
we
right.
Continue. The first photo.
Are you good?
The first photo featured Sain and Adams sitting next to each other on Adirondack chairs.
Does the article really say that? What are we doing? What are we doing?
With Adams placing her hand on Sain's arm. The second photo shows the two hugging and posing together. I think I was more descriptive. Okay, and the final photo Adams posted was a selfie of the two on a golf cart with Sain wearing a Boston Bruins hat and Adams hand around Sain's arm. Commenters, many of who were Ohio State football fans, celebrated the, quote, hard launch of the potential couple on Instagram, though Adams previously posted a picture of herself and Sain on a boat on June 14th. So if you were paying attention, we would have known about this. That's my king. You better treat him right, one commenter said. Take care of my quarterback. I need him for September now. Heart full and ready to go, said another bystander. Sain also commented a smiling emoji on a previous post of Adams in New York City. There we go. So Paulina was a student at Miami, or is currently. According to her LinkedIn, Adams is a fashion and media and communication student.
Man, we're digging deep. We went on Instagram and LinkedIn.
I believe this is only the second source.
Yeah.
just Insta
and LinkedIn,
where the posts happened.
Yeah.
And now we're to LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
She works as a marketing specialist for Candid Network, a short form video marketing company. She's also a fashion co-director and blog writer for UP Magazine, Miami University student run fashion and lifestyle magazine, and a Pilates instructor at Fitness on High in Oxford.
Oh, baby.
She has a separate nutrition and fitness Instagram account. Her main Instagram has 58,000 followers. TikTok has 67,100 followers. She's also got experience in football, completing a 2-month internship shadowing the Buffalo Bills social media team, according to her
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. The end.
That's it.
And you know what?
So we have nothing
other
that we don't know publicly.
Other people, like Tyler Danberg, pointed out to me in that little tidbit about the Bills, you could maybe find out she is the daughter of former Buffalo Sabres exec Kevin Adams. Kevin with a Y. Kevin K-A-V-H-Y-N Adams.
I don't like that spelling at all.
No, it's a terrible spelling.
It's terrible.
It's not how he spells his name.
Can't trust a man with a Y in his name?
Trying to make the dumbest spelling possible.
Right, Reimer? Exactly. You got a Y in your name.
No, I don't. My last name.
Last name.
Yeah.
I'm just Y's in general.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
You can't spell Jake. You could spell Jacob with a Y. J-A-Y.
Yeah, but that's weird.
K-O-B.
That's,
Jacob.
No, it's J-A-C-O-B. That's the normal way.
J-A-Y.
I spell Mike with a Y sometimes.
C-U-B. Jacob. Mm-hmm. You spell yours with a Y?
Mike with a Y sometimes.
M-Y-K-E.
Yeah.
Mike?
Adds a little bit more sizzle to it.
Yeah, I like
sizzle to the steak.
T-H-Y-M is how you spell my name. Team.
Team.
Oh, by the way, for Timmy time later today, 5:30.
Oh, I forgot to set up the show.
Did we even set up the show? Did we do a trestle show or anything?
Inside the NFL is coming up.
Halfway into the Tuesday show.
You went straight into asking me if I've seen a grown man naked.
I know. We got to see you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. She's seen lots of grown men naked. Today. Rapid fire. At 4:30, and then Timmy time at 5:30. What is the Timmy time?
Well, we got NFL stuff popping up everywhere, and I know that excites a lot of people. Hard Knocks is coming back. Training camps are happening. I thought I'd do my favorite NFL films clips of all time. I even have one that I think you're going to like.
I can't picture Julian saying
being
intimate.
How do you picture Reimer doing it? He's done it, man, as a child.
But
it's a factual statement.
That's the one time he done it, though. That's it.
I don't even think he did it.
It was
a turkey baster.
I mean, you're good and clean, Reimer. You're not that just to have a good time.
Oh, no, it's gross.
There's a reason and a purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Like she was doing praying the rosary the whole time.
Please don't make me do this again.
Inside the NFL. Coming up next. No, it's not inside the NFL. Why do I say that? Inside the Buckeyes. Then she went to confession.
Oh, my God.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
Tell me your sins.
I had sex with my husband.
Dear God.
That's no sin.
Yes, it is.
It felt like one.
If you knew him, it's a sin.
Have you seen him? He was watching highlights of North Carolina's last national championship campaign on YouTube.
Do you even turn the TV off? Or are you just watching college basketball throughout the entire filthy act?
Yeah, there's something college basketball on behind it.
Can you believe Caleb Love hit the shot?
Are you done?
No, I was excited about the shot. Inside the Buckeyes. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking the left lane, causing delay on southbound 315 at Town Street. It's moving slow from 670, and there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to 4th Street. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but What you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Bishop and Friends.
He's 100% right. He knows if I go wake him up tomorrow and they're up before her, then it's going to come on me.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Panama 10 would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. Well, better than anybody else. I sell
better
you.
Better than Ezra?
Better than Ezra. Hmm? I sell you. And what was better than Ezra's first single?
It's good.
Well, you know what? Can I tell you something? Unlike better than Ezra, it's not good. Tony the Tiger says they're great. Oh man! How many things can
we fit into the one ad?
Comer and Cross. They spent a lot of their time fixing other companies' mistakes. Maybe you did your garage floor a few years back, and now it looks like crap. And you're like, well, that happens, wear and tear. No, it shouldn't happen. You paid hard-earned money for that. That's why Comer and Cross guarantees that their stuff's never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint, ever. They're going to fix everything. They're going to make your concrete perfect. They're going to apply their own chemical finish. Going to seep down in there.
Chemical Brothers?
And you're going to get, what was their song? Is that Block Rockin' Beats?
Block Rockin' Beats. Woo, woo, woo,
yeah.
Woo.
And you know what? They'll even take your crap out of your garage for you within reason, like dead bodies and 7,000-pound gun safes. No.
Right.
But
if you, like, save all your paint that you ever had,
like Dolly,
like 7,000 pounds of paint, maybe they won't get all that out of
there. Bikes, Dollies, stuff like that.
And Dolly Parton, if you have her in your garage.
Her breasts.
We'll get her out. They're very large.
That may be too large for Comer and Cross to carry. I want you to call them right now, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. You know what? Because I said so. Take 50% off installation. Really, because I made you sit through this ad. 50% off installation. You tell them I told you that. ComerCross.com. ComerCross.com. Inside the Buckeyes.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Well, we know he's got a girlfriend.
Actually, we don't know that.
I don't even know if we accomplished that.
He got a white heart.
Right.
Okay, the white heart symbolizes friend zone.
He's photographed with someone who's very attractive of the opposite sex.
Look at this photograph!
I don't even know if she is of the opposite sex. To be honest, I don't know that. Just from photographs alone.
I don't know what sex Julian Sayin is. And you know what?
We don't know.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care.
I just know that he was happy. I don't know that. He looked happy. He could have been miserable. I mean, do we look happy most of the time? Maybe, but are we? No!
Maybe as soon as the photo was done being taken, he turned around to his buddy who was cropped out of the picture and said, "This bitch again."
So we basically learned nothing.
Nothing.
We know that he was in some Instagram photos and said some things in the posts. But this is what I heard about Julian Sayin recently. Carson Hinsman, the center, who's played with him for a long time now and had a good full season in 2025 under his belt, being the center and having that rapport with Julian Sayin. He caught up with Bobby and Schlegs on their YouTube show. Hinsman was talking about how early in the season, Julian Sayin wasn't really saying a whole lot. They'd be in the huddle or a meeting, you know, where they'd be talking about the next game, and he would kind of do like a little quiet clap when they're breaking the huddle. Like,
yeah.
Well, let's go. You know, like, here we go. Let's go.
Okay.
It built up as the season was getting long. But maybe it wasn't winning the Heisman or growing into the role. The vocal side built and built. And the quote from Hinsman was, he's definitely opened up a lot more in terms of communication with the guys and getting fired up. Honestly, when you got a dude like Jules, who's very Cali cool, California, when he gets fired up, everybody gets fired up. So it's cool to see that and see that start to come out of him a little bit and be the leader that he can be. Guys obviously know he's earned it. So, I mean, you want that. You can't really force it on anybody. I think that is something that just takes a little bit of time. And I think we've heard Julian talk about some of the shortcomings in the last two games. And that probably plays a big role in that, too, with maybe how was I with the guys in the Indiana game, in the Miami game, when things were pushing to the brink. Could I have sparked anybody a little bit more just by going down the guys that are in the other 10 guys that I'm looking at? Could
going,
I
going down on the guys
yeah. a little bit more to fire somebody up just to scotch?
Going down on the 10 guys you're
going down
looking
on
at.
Them. Yep. Going down on them one by one.
I hear what you're saying.
Right? You hear what I'm throwing down.
Yep.
How about David Gabriel George not picking the Buckeyes? I know this has been a couple, not even a couple weeks, but last week. But recently our guys, Austin and Berm, they caught up with one of the other offensive stars for Ohio State. And it's one thing, like, we're upset that we're losing a big running back prospect, and we might have been planning how good was David Gabriel George going to be in the future. What would he have been like as a true freshman? Sophomore, junior, like a three-year run? Could it have been just otherworldly? We've had great running backs before, but your mind can drift. I understand that. Also, don't forget that just because he went to Tennessee now, all the relationship building that you did, when he finds out, oh, you know what? Tennessee sucks. We really never have a chance to win a national championship here. I can get a big bag in the transfer portal and then go to Ohio State after I've developed a year or two. I wouldn't put it past him. But Austin and Berm were talking to Brandon Innes, and he spoke highly of another running back that we already have, not named Bo Jackson. He said, watch out for Isaiah West. West, we know, played a little bit and flashed as a freshman, so fans know a little bit about what he's about. But Innes said, it's been so much more this offseason with what this guy's been doing. On the subject of underrated players, he said, I feel like Isaiah is very underrated, and I feel like he didn't play a lot last year. He dealt with some injuries coming out of high school and stuff like that, but he's on the leadership role now. Like, he's grown vocally, and you can see him and how he just works. So I would say Isaiah West for sure. I've never been of the opinion, Mike, where I'm worried about the next Buckeye running back. Even if you miss a guy on the recruiting trail, my belief is when the offense is humming, when you've got, again, 10 other guys that you trust and a solid offensive line.
Well, that's the
anybody thing. That is on that depth chart as a running back, you got to believe that that guy can come in there and do the job. And we've seen guys like the Dallin Haydens of the world come in there, run for over 100 yards, do the job.
Of the things that I worry about, it's pretty far down the list. You know, quarterback you worry about.
Yep.
Wide receivers you worry about. Offensive line you worry about all the time. And then, when we're done worrying about all of that, then we can focus on the running backs.
So, Buckeye replay coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock. Going to be one of those similar games, like where you relied on depth. I mean, what was the story departing 2002 going into 2003? It's what the heck's going on with Maurice Clarett.
Right.
He's trying to test the NFL draft. You got this transcendent best freshman player you've ever had. You don't have him back on the team. Lydell Ross was big time in some of those games. And he had a big game against Penn State. Craig Krenzel got hurt. Scott McMullen, the Granville gunslinger, he comes in and helps make sure that you can beat a Penn State team that you got to beat when you already have a loss on the season. So the 2003 Penn State game, that's going to be coming up Saturday at 1, as you'll hear Paul and Jim on the call. I'll narrate you through that one, so enjoy that one this weekend.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters. All the behind-the-scenes gossip here at The Fan coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow on westbound 70 on the east side between 33 and Livingston Avenue. And we've got a couple minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spend a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. First of a doubleheader down at Cincinnati today. Eighth inning, the Cleveland Guardians and the Cincinnati Reds are tied at 5. Columbus Clippers at home with Toledo tonight. It's Diamond Dog Night at Huntington Park. Ohio State and J.P. Morgan Chase announcing a jersey patch agreement today valued at $17 million. Patches displayed on uniforms of all 36 sports. Meanwhile, Buckeye quarterback Julian Sand and receiver Jeremiah Smith today named to the Big Ten's 12-member preseason team. That was announced at the conference media day interviews where Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti once again said if the playoffs expand to 24 teams, more than likely, that means the end of the Big Ten championship game. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives your weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It's one of my favorite segments of the week. Jen Winters is here.
It's time for an inside look at the Fan with everyone's favorite foul-mouthed female, Jen Winters. Sponsored by Hydrate Me Med Spa, offering IV therapies designed to enhance your overall wellness.
Look at you.
Wow.
Oh, I don't have you up.
Oh, of course. Hey. There we go. Look at that.
I was going to say,
holy,
you got yourself
crap.
A professional open.
That's amazing.
And I don't even have your microphone up
and
ready to go.
I know. Look at this professional. It's professionalism all around.
Yeah, she actually had it turned on, so she did her
no,
job.
No,
yeah.
It was my fault, yeah. Not hers.
That's okay.
How you doing, Jenny?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
That's crazy.
Good. I'm good. Thank you.
All right, good, great.
All right, great. What's
all right,
grand?
We got it.
I was going to say, what's the gossip? But I have a really serious question to ask.
Oh,
we have a hierarchy here at the radio station. People may not know because they just listen and like, oh, yeah, that guy. I've heard him on the air before. But Scotty Vegas.
Yes.
All right, Scotty Vegas. He's on all our gambling stuff. He fills it on shows. He's got weekend stuff. He's Mr. Casino, all of that. He's also the promotions director.
That's correct.
Here at The Fan. And would it be out of line to say your boss?
He is my boss.
You report to
yes,
him.
Yes, I report to him.
Okay, because your day-to-day operations are mostly in promotions.
Correct.
Okay. How many working days out of the year do you think we have? Like, what's a typical...
Oh, 52 weeks
well,
in
52
a year.
There's 52 weeks in
we
a year.
Get, you know,
we have 104 weekends, and then give or take what? Like 104 weekend days.
Weekend days.
Okay. I'm going to, because Scotty's been here a while, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
He just celebrated his 15th anniversary
here. I'm going to give him 30 days of PTO. I'm going to give him a month
okay.
worth of PTO.
Well, you have more than a month, don't you?
I have quite a bit.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm dedicated to my craft and I don't use it all.
We're maxed out.
I can't earn any more.
Yeah.
No.
I'm the same way. I think once you go 10 years, at least in the old days, if you're grandfathered in, you are maxed out on PTO.
But I contend.
Even you if
contend,
you weren't a grandfather.
I contend that Scotty Vegas, and I'm not talking about half days and days where he's in the office for a little while, then goes out and does something else. And also, I'm saying full days in the office for the entire calendar year. Full days. 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. 7 days.
Seven?
Out of the entire year. I wrote him an email today, got bounced back. I'm going to be without cell service. I'm on vacation. I'm not coming back till August 1st. I don't know what the hell's going on with
him. Where'd he go? He took a nice trip somewhere?
This time, I don't know where he is.
No one does.
I have no idea.
He's your direct supervisor. If the place burns down, you got to let him know, and he's not going to answer you.
The good news is that he left me the keys for the Explorer and his card, so I can get stuff for the pizza party on Thursday night.
He'll let you know on Saturday. I mean, that's 4 days from now.
What's Saturday?
That's when the email says he's back, right?
For a show?
August 1st. So, yeah, I mean, if something happens now, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there'll be a short delay.
What a racket.
Hey.
I want to die and come back as Scotty Vegas. I really do.
I mean, he works more than Howard Stern. We'll put it that way.
Howard's working
Howard is now going down to 1 day a week. No, he's here. Scott is actually here a lot. You don't see him because we're upstairs and you're downstairs.
Yeah, that's why.
And he's in the asbestos hallway, so you walk past his office.
I walk past that office every single day because it's on the way to get my
Snack time.
Yeah.
And that's probably in the 11 to 1:30 range on a given day.
Smack dab in the middle of the day.
To his credit, he has a lot of meetings around that time.
Yeah, he's got a lot of meetings.
He does.
With the other people in this office that never show up. They always seem to have meetings together. I think they're meeting at the golf course.
Hey, I just work.
That's what
there.
I think.
That's a great place to meet. I want to go to some of those meetings. I would like you to start playing golf, and we can just do the show from a golf cart.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be employed. I get to work with you lot, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm actually stumping for you. I think you need to take over the entire department.
Please, no.
Yeah,
no.
Jen Winters, you're taking over this entire
whole place.
No, I know.
Because we can't do anything right around here.
Yeah, and it's going to be even more wrong if I take over.
I was talking to Nicole Sheeran and Adam King this morning.
Yeah.
Because they're on their way to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. And I said to Nicole this morning, I said, hey, what time are you flying out today?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, flying out? We're in Adams Buick driving.
Oh, my God. They're driving to Chicago?
Yeah, they got in on the road at 6 o'clock this morning.
How quick and easy is a flight to Chicago, too? It's direct.
Well, it's a 45-minute flight at the most.
You can fly them coach. They can check the equipment and all that. And what's that going to be?
The
like
ease
200
of it
bucks?
Has nothing to do with it. From a company standpoint, it's the money.
That's what I'm
saying. The company doesn't want to spend. But
even for this trip, the money thing you would think would be relatively
honestly,
low.
Honestly, right
as
now
far
they're spending more in gas
goes.
Than they probably would on airfare. Well,
it's not like we're going to the Rose Bowl where
Hormuz.
Stop the Hormuz.
Can't
get any fuel jet fuel.
It's not like it's one of the bowl trips where everyone in the country has that circled as a destination and the flights are bloated and you have to wait until it's only a couple of weeks before the event. To book them, you could have had this on the calendar for 6 weeks. It's just Chicago for the Big Ten Media Days. No one goes to that. It's just media types. It'd be like one plane full of people.
But I told Adam and Nicole this morning, I said, you know, it wasn't too long ago, probably 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that this television station, 10TV, which is owned by Tegna, it's owned by us, we're in the same umbrella. We used to own a helicopter
and an airplane. Yeah.
Yeah. And yet they're driving the Buick up to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days.
It's not Adam's Buick. It's Channel 10's Buick, right?
It might be the station's Buick?
I thought Adam had a Buick Encore.
No, I thought he's got a Kia, doesn't he?
Oh, he did get a Kia, right?
Yeah, so I think he's driving
like a blank
the station.
Station
it's
a station's
it's
vehicle.
It's a station vehicle. And you're using the station's card for gas.
Uh-huh.
And then the station
and they're going
pays
with no
for
photographer.
The upkeep. There's no photographer.
No photographer. They're their own
they're
photographers.
Their own, well, they're MSJs.
They got to shoot their own stuff.
Journalists.
They got to edit their own stuff.
Yeah.
And they're sharing a hotel room.
No, they're not.
Yep.
Are they staying?
Adam's sleeping on the floor. Nicole's got the bed.
They have a separate room.
Are they staying at Knight's Inn?
Why separate?
Rosemont?
No, that's too nice.
South side of Chicago. Where are they?
They're
making
in
them
Downers
stay?
Grove.
You don't even know where it is, but it sounds like a sad place.
No, I've been to Downers Grove.
That
Travelers Insurance is based out of Downers Grove. I went there.
You've
once.
Been to Downers Grove?
I have.
Is that okay. Next to isn't there a Buffalo Grove?
There's lots north? Of groves.
Yeah,
Buffalo
there's
Grove
lots of
is
shrubs.
Northwest
a lot
suburbs.
Of
yeah.
Is there an Oak Grove?
Nope, no Oak Grove.
No. Well, it sounded nice.
There's Oak Brook.
Oak Brook.
In yeah.
Not Oakmont is Pennsylvania.
No, not Oakmont.
Wait, I think I've been to Oak Brook. Is that where Frank right? Lloyd Wright, where his house?
Frank Lloyd Wright. That's he's a Pennsylvania dude, right?
Right, but he has.
No, but his he was got, a big Chicago architecture guy.
Yeah,
okay.
So no, that's Oak Park.
So I've been to Oak Park too, because I've been to that.
Yeah, Oak Park's got a lot.
Didn't
of
he do a lot of those homes for the first World's Fair that was in Chicago, like way back in the day? Frank Lloyd Wright. Then.
That was.
So I think they moved
Frank Lloyd Wright.
I think
Wright.
They moved some of those houses and they put them like on the Indiana Dunes, like National Park shoreline. And oh. you see like a nice pretty view of the Chicago skyline where the sun sets right behind it from those beaches there. Some of his houses are right there on the on the shore.
Something I had no idea we'd ever talk about. I love Frank Lloyd Wright.
He's
love
got the
him.
Falling water house
I know about.
In the middle of Pennsylvania.
He's got a place up in Buffalo we stopped at actually 12 years ago today.
I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of the mid-century modern. No, I don't like it.
I don't know. I like his. It's clean.
I mean, I admire
it's
it.
It's beautiful. I love it.
I just wouldn't ever want to live in it.
Really?
Yeah, I can go in there and I can appreciate it from an artistic standpoint, but when it comes to living in it, no.
I mean, my house is IKEA and Funko Pops, so.
Well, I like that. It's homey.
it's like your desk.
It's crack whore.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like we didn't get in anything.
We didn't. Do you have something else going on, or do you just want me to leave? I mean, I'll take a cue, whatever.
That sounded really sad.
That's my life.
That's something else going on.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta get gas in my car.
Said the loneliest prostitute ever.
Right?
No,
I'll pay you.
More with Jen Winters.
Hang on.
All right.
We're
going to
get into some good, juicy meat.
As if we threw a whole department under the bus in this segment.
Oh, trust me. There's a lot of dead weight we can cut around here.
Oh, boy.
If you want to save on some travel costs, it's like, well, we can't fly them out to Chicago because it's like, I got a list of people you can fire. We'll go through that list coming up.
My
next.
Golf invites are just gone. They're vanished.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow if you're on southbound 270 on the east outer belt, going from Hamilton Road to East Broad Street. And we've got an accident causing delay on eastbound 70 on the east side before 33. Expect things to move slow there from the 71 east split. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Root to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Root Pro Partner at RootColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30. And he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got tranquil weather across central Ohio for the rest of this week. Overnight tonight, clear skies and temperatures in the low 60s. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine, dry 81. On Thursday, a lot of sunshine, around 83. And then into the middle 80s on Friday with a lot of sunshine. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Jen Winters is here. She runs everything here at the radio station. We have our listener gathering on Thursday.
Yeah.
This is our second one where we have five listeners. They can all bring a guest. They come here to the radio station after the show. We hang out. We talk. We take pictures. We swap stories that are inappropriate. We eat pizza.
Yes.
Last time we had spoiled pop for them.
Yeah.
But I heard that this time
I got Scotty's credit card, so we're just going to get the finest.
Somebody is making a trip to the Meijer to get.
I was going to go to Giant Eagle because it's right here.
Giant Eagle.
By the way, if you're going to the Giant Eagle, I contend.
You contend
that Giant Eagle, of all the grocery store chains ever, has the best bakery.
Hands down, yes.
You love their bakery.
Their bakery is fantastic.
I had one of their cakes this weekend, and I swear to you, I'm eating this cake, like a chocolate mousse type of cake, whatever it is.
How could that be bad?
And it was a nice, you know, like 8-inch round cake. It wasn't like a personal size cake. Yeah. It was my father-in-law's birthday, so I got a little cake when he came over for dinner. But we're eating this cake, and I say with my mouth full of cake to my wife, I say, $12! Because that's how much the cake was. $12! You can't beat that deal. You can't beat it.
And I love a chocolate mousse pie, but it's even better when it's, was this like a double layered?
Yeah, double layered.
Oh, God.
Two layers
of
cake.
Chocolate on chocolate?
Yeah.
And then
mousse in the middle.
Yeah, it's just you put a little whipped cream on
what
that.
What I was going to say was, which is good for a gathering, they have some chocolate chip cookies in the bakery there. They're just called all butter chocolate chip cookies, and they're homemade there.
Which homemade them?
Those are delicious. Maybe get some of those for the people.
Okay. Anything else, Timmy?
Do they still do at Giant Eagle? Because back in the day, they would have like a card that you would get. And then anytime you went and zipped by the bakery and you had a child with you, you would show them the card and they'd give your kid a cookie. Free.
Did you just pick up a random child throughout the store to get the cookie? And then
I'd take that. When Larry David picks up a pot prostitute to use the carpool lane, you just go in the parking lot and pick up a random child.
I need a cookie with M&M's in it, damn it.
I head up to Mansfield and get one of those feral kids, shove them in my shopping cart.
My God, Timmy.
Get me a cookie.
Jesus.
Oh, shut up, Jen.
Jen, like what else is going on here at the Fan?
Oh, wow. So I came across a plethora of Chris Stapleton tickets.
Oh,
what's a plethora? Like all of them?
I can't say the real word, a poop ton. And so he will be at Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati this Saturday night. And if you would like to enter to win tickets to see Chris Stapleton at Paycor Stadium, tomorrow morning there will be an entry form up on the Fan website, and it'll be on the front page. Enter to win, and
but you have to go on Saturday.
But you gotta go Saturday. That's the thing, and it's in Cincinnati. But if you would like to see Chris Stapleton, and I'm not a big country music fan,
I like Chris Stapleton
because he's akin to like the Highwaymen and old school sort of country rock.
But you could also make it like a little Cincinnati weekend.
Are the Reds playing?
Well, I don't have the red schedule in front of me. We know
they're at home this weekend.
They are home
against the Pirates.
So they're home against the Pirates. Thank you, Reimer.
You see Paul
and maybe if he's in the rotation, that would be cool.
That'd
and
be awesome.
Training camp.
Oh.
It's either starting today or look at the Bengals training camp schedule. Wednesday, July 29, gates open 9:30 a.m. So yeah, they'll be cooking.
By the way, if you're going down to the Queen City too, if you win these tickets, are you just going down in general?
Right.
You know, I know all the pizza places, right?
Yeah.
There's a good place called Taglio.
Okay.
Down there. They have several locations.
Taglio Ordonez.
Okay. No, that's Maglio.
That's Maglio.
I know.
Taglio or Tagli. I don't know how we're saying it.
Bar and pizzeria. Yeah.
But they do Detroit style. They do a like an artisan wood-fired pie. Very delicious.
Ooh, yeah.
Very
the
good.
Detroit does style look does look good.
Very good. Check it out.
What an underrated. Or you could go to Jungle Gyms, too.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what?
She spent 3 hours at the Jungle Gyms.
I can't shame her for that. I've done that.
It's
love Jungle
insane.
Gyms. I was actually talking to Samantha this weekend. I said, we got to go down to... Because she loves going to World Market because have the international food in there.
We got so many potato chips from all over the world.
Yeah, she looks at the Japanese candy and thinks it's great. And I said, we have to go down to Jungle Gyms. This is I wish they would build one of those up here.
It would be awesome.
We have a lot of ethnicities up here. We have a lot of good international markets.
Yes.
But I would love that one big hub. It sort of incorporates all the ethnicities together.
They got two of them down there.
Yes.
They got the one east of Cincy and then Fairfield.
Fairfield's the big one.
Fairfield is the big one.
Yeah, that's the one.
And
that
that's
we
good.
Went
that's because that's closer to us. That's a little bit north. If you want to go through, you could just head out.
Just head out.
Well, here's what you would do. You head out to Dayton.
Yeah,
so you
take 75.
You can
down.
Hit some of your. You could just do like an entire day of just out of town food stops. I still haven't. Been to the Buc-ee's out there. And again, like, I don't want to stay at a Motel 6 just to wake up the next day to go to the Buc-ee's. I'd rather just do a day
you're
out
not,
of it and drive around.
No,
I'm not T-Bone. We were dismissing some writer yesterday on yesterday's show that just said that it's a bad part of our society that people are growing so fond of gas stations. Jen and I took the side of the gas stations
I agree with that writer.
No.
I don't think we need them.
Don't.
I really don't.
Well, and then there's
Wawa
down there.
Don't be so
down
high
now.
And mighty.
No, I'm not being high and mighty.
It's okay to love a good, clean gas station.
It's too much.
No, like basically like his reason
I'm with you,
for
Mike.
It.
Yeah, no, too much.
Reimer, shut up, Reimer.
Why should we be upset that some companies are taking the time to make more gas pumps, more space, more convenience, better food, better snacks, clean restrooms that everyone
and
you
if
stop
you're
at?
On a road
standards.
Trip, it's fantastic.
It
driving
is.
From here to the panhandle of Florida is kind of like the depths of hell, especially when you get into Alabama. But when you come to that Buc-ee's in Alabama, it's a welcome sight because while you're still in Alabama.
Well, I don't know about going down to Alabama.
It's a hell of a lot better than going to any other random gas station in Alabama. Except they don't do lottery. That's dumb.
They don't do lottery at
no.
Buc-ee's?
They don't do lottery at all in Alabama. There are people from Alabama who go one exit into Tennessee to buy scratch-off cards, and there are gas stations in Tennessee, no lie, who have card table set up so people from Alabama can buy scratch-off
cards.
Your
number one grievance about Alabama
think it's so funny.
Is not the institutional
the
racism.
The whole state is so disgusting.
The lack of the lotto.
The literacy rate is probably
10%. It's that you can't even buy a scratch-off ticket.
Jen,
I ain't got no lottery.
Jen, I got the results of the lottery that you didn't get to play. You lost.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. You lose. That's
sorry.
We all love to think about the Powerball, and I love to think about it too, but the results are in. You lose.
Okay.
Did you have fun yesterday talking to Jason Stark?
Oh my God.
I know how much you love
it
Jason
Stark. It was the
Stark.
Best. Segment I think I ever had in mind. I talked to Archie Griffin when that made me cry while I was talking to him. But talking to Jason Stark about Cooperstown is honestly one of the best things ever. So thanks for being off.
He was amazing. I mean,
he was in a good mood.
He was in a great mood.
He was in a good mood.
It's the best mood we're going to get him in.
He's coming back from Cooperstown.
He was 30 minutes from walking in the front door.
A museum that he is in.
I know. I need to meet him face to face sometime. Like, I have to. I want to.
What will happen if you don't?
That's not too creepy.
But just to tell him how much I love him, he's such a great dude.
You.
But what if you didn't?
I must
then
meet
Then I won't
you.
Do it. No, and that doesn't. You make it sound creepy.
I must.
Jerk. You made it sound creepy.
Not like that.
She even. Christ. I think you said something about how, like, during the interview, how this is one of the best moments of my entire
I
life.
Did.
You really lay it on thick to him.
He's an amazing human being. I love him. I'm sorry.
You know what the thing is about Jason, though?
Is he up there with Tom Cruise?
We got a lot of people who do shtick and, you know, they have one personality on the air and then off the air.
What a genuine human being.
It's a completely different personality. He is the exact same guy.
Love him.
Off the air as he is on the air. There's no shtick there.
And I'm not a stalker.
Not yet.
No.
Yeah, Jen.
Jen, we're out of time.
All right,
it's getting
God
there.
Bless.
And
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. I didn't even do that right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen.
with her. She falls down. She craps her pants. She roots for the Steelers upside down eggplant. She tells bad jokes and swears on the air. Gets busy in the chat ping pong cup chair. See you next Tuesday.
Rapid fire coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Looking at a couple-minute holdup on westbound 270 on that north outer belt between Westerville to 71. We also have some slower traffic on eastbound 670 between 5th Avenue and International Gateway. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice, and the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. I learned today what an octogenarian is. Reimer? You know what an octogenarian is?
No, I don't.
Well, I didn't either. I saw it in a headline that Florida was going to execute an octogenarian. And in my mind, because I'm stupid, I thought it was some sort of monkey. Like, why would they kill Dr. Zaius?
Dr. Zaius.
Why would they do that? And Reimer, when I say Dr. Zaius, does that mean anything to you?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, it doesn't.
You ever heard of Charlton Heston?
No.
Reimer?
No, mm-hmm. Never heard of him.
Nope.
You ever heard of apes taking over the world?
Yeah.
You ever
heard of that in
Planet
the movie sense?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't seen it.
They remade a ton of them. Mark Wahlberg was in one.
Mark Wahlberg.
That say hi to your mother for me. You ever heard of Mark Wahlberg?
What was I going to say? Yes. Oh, do you know what an octogenarian is?
I'm not going to lie. Doesn't have anything to do with octopuses. It's got the octagon.
It's a person
flair.
In their 80s.
Ah, okay.
They're going to execute an 80-year-old criminal.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I'm sure he's just a giant rat bastard.
Right. What he done? Probably a murdering, raping bastard. Oh, right.
I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it. What I'm saying is I was not familiar with that term. So I was
Got it. Yeah. Where was this again?
Some headline I saw online.
What state? How many states out there now are we just
Florida?
Yeah. Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay. They kill people every day.
They got the stand your ground thing down there in Florida, right? You could just
Within reason.
Within reason. Yeah, they talk about that, but yet anytime it seems to happen, it doesn't seem to fly down there.
Well, it's like putting in your social media bio, all opinions are my own, retweets are not endorsements, right? It's like, this covers me for everything!
Exactly.
Retweet Nazi! And then your boss says, no, Kanye, like that. You're fired, right? Stand your ground. Yes, if during a home, like legitimate home invasion.
Right. But if
somebody
just,
breaks in and you shoot them dead, that's perfectly fine.
Over a shopping cart at the Publix and you just.
If somebody's
like,
playing
cool.
Ding Dong Ditch with you and you just pump some lead through the door.
No good.
Probably not good.
Yeah, not a good one.
All right, rapid fire. Come on.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
Teddy's off, so Reimer's here. Rapid fire number one, Reimer.
With Ohio State announcing their jersey patch sponsor today, do you think in 5 years all 18 Big Ten schools will have a jersey patch sponsor?
Yes, absolutely. It's too big of a revenue stream. Even if, let's say, a school like Rutgers gets $5 million a year for their jersey sponsor, who's going to turn down $5 million a year? It's just extra money. It's found money for something you can sew on a piece of fabric.
I'm trying to see how many we have right now. So if Google AI is accurate with this one, four have them. You saw
we've got
probably
one.
From the Wisconsin's images
got
that Wisconsin's Culver's.
Yeah.
Says Michigan State on June 15th, 2026, their own website, MSU Federal Credit Union. Okay. Announces jersey patch. And what would the Illinois one be? It's saying that. Jersey. Who would a good one be for Illinois?
State Farm.
State Farm does sound like a good one.
Well, because their headquarters is down in Bloomington there, isn't it? Close by Champaign.
Let's see. I can't. I'll have to find that. Busey Bank jersey patch?
I don't know them.
Gary Busey?
Gary Busey's got a bank. I wouldn't trust him with my money.
I would put the Gary Busey mugshot in there. That would be the jersey patch. I agree with Mike. Maybe like one holdout, but I would take a stab on all 18 having them by then.
Rapid fire number two.
What Big Ten football coach would you like to have a drink with the most?
This is not necessarily someone that I would like the most, but I want someone who I get a few beers in them and I get all the stories. Not kind of all the stories, not I can tell you half stories. I mean all the stories. And
say
that
it at the same time?
At the same time.
Three, two, one,
is
Brett Bielema.
Brett Bielema.
Yeah. There
Brett
we go. Bielema. Yeah. Speaking of Illinois, I agree with you. I mean, he goes back to his Wisconsin days, so you're talking about old-timey Big Ten stories, stories about, you know, taking on Ohio State.
His wife, Jen, is drunk at the bar, just screaming
sure,
at people.
Sure. You really do. You talk about unfiltered. And, man, the only problem would be is Brett Bielema having a beer is like you or I having a thimble of water. We'd have to get him, like, we'd have to take him to the Line & Kugel's brewery.
I don't think it would take much to get him to talk. I really don't.
No, that's true, but to get him drunk would be quite an accomplishment.
I think we can get him, like, a Chili's triple dipper or something, and he'll just start
he would
talking.
Love a good Chili's.
Rapid fire number three.
With Browns training camp starting this week, making a pick right now, who do you think will be the starter week one, Shador or Deshaun?
I would not do this. I wouldn't start either of them, obviously. I would pick Comet hitting the earth, but I think that they're going to go with Deshaun Watson to start the year.
He's the odds-on favorite. I can't believe that we're here, that it's trending this way. And I would have said it would take a miracle for him to ever throw a ball again in the league, let alone be back and start for the Browns. I do think that's going to be what happens for them.
Rapid fire number four.
If you couldn't pursue this career, what would you be doing instead?
Living under the bridge. Are you assuming that I would be successful at any career that I choose?
Yeah.
Or is it just up to chance?
Yeah.
You know what? I do the commercials for Worthington Jewelers and Bob Capace. But I think I could do that. I think I would do well in the jewelry business.
Sales?
I want to
like own your own store.
I want to own the store.
Own the store and
do
it all.
Help people achieve their engagement dreams. I want to do it all. So I'm going to say I, in another life, would be a more competent and better driving Bob Capace.
I would enjoy you every now and then to come to my house and give me a fender bender so then you give me store credit. And pay for the damages,
Bob's
of course.
Bob's about 2 years away from just driving into your bay window.
Straight into the house.
Straight into the house.
I know it's going to be something golf-related, but you saying that, owning the store, I find that we don't have enough driving ranges now. For as hot as the game
we
is.
Don't?
No.
They're everywhere.
No, they're not. We've got golf courses.
And some courses don't even have them.
Some courses don't have them at all, right? Some of the public courses. And, like, you want to be able to hit a small bucket at least to warm up. But we don't have that many spots. Like, the Westerville Golf Center is just slammed all the time. The Golf Club of Dublin hardly has any spots to hit. Abel's on Avery closed down a while ago. Everyone's selling their farms for subdivisions. I think we need another range or two, a beautiful range.
Yeah, but those people,
I think it's a big money maker.
Homes to live. Can't have that. Instead, how about a wide open space where we just hit balls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Homes. Who needs them?
Shut up. Like we can't have all of that. If there's people that are going to play golf, we need a range for them to hit golf balls. And I want to be the one to sell them those balls at an extreme price.
Rapid fire number 5.
Today is National Milk Chocolate Day. What is your favorite milk chocolate candy?
There's a lot of places I can go here. I'm a milk chocolate slut. I love it.
I don't like a Nestle bar at all. I don't like a Nestle chocolate.
Can I tell you something? You and me both. I think it's one of the most overrated things in the world.
Bitter and chalky.
I agree with you. It's trash.
Yeah, it's garbage.
All right, here's some of my favorites. The British Cadbury chocolate.
Oh.
It is different than the Cadbury chocolate that you buy here. If you go to, like, World Market, or there's a candy shop in Gahanna, what the hell is the name of this store? It's like the Buckeye Candy Company, or I've been there a million times. I should know the name of it.
Let me find that. Yeah, Buckeye Candy Company.
Buckeye Candy Company in Gahanna. They will stock European chocolate. They'll stock British chocolate. The Cadbury chocolate that's made in England.
They have that there. Has
a higher fat content. It's creamier. The stuff that's here is just Hershey's, and they wrap it in Cadbury.
You talk that stuff up big time.
It's delicious.
It.
Also, a Lindt Frankie Lindor truffle.
Right. Yeah.
Love it. And if we're going local yokel, I want you to go to the Anthony Thomas.
The A-Train.
All right? And I want you to get one of their milk chocolate butter creams, where you just bite into that, and oh, my God.
Like the chocolate creamy, melt away almost?
It's creamy on the inside. It's like having sex with the chocolate.
What about the chocolate that they make at the Fudge House right there by the Schmidt House in Germany?
You're talking
Village.
About the chocolate, not the fudge.
The chocolate.
Yeah.
They make fudge. They make chocolate. Like, they have all different types. They individually wrap it. You can get yourself a white paper bag filled up with different styles, different ones. The sea-salted... For my money, we talk a lot about peanut butter and chocolate. I don't know if it gets better than a toffee and chocolate.
That's a very underrated combination.
It's like the best flavor combination other than peanut butter and chocolate.
Lily
doesn't know what she's talking about. You think she's ever had a toffee chocolate? Probably not. It's kind of like an older soul type of candy, but the sea salt is very key to have on top. And they did... And I hope they bring it back from time to time. They did a toffee cream puff at the Schmidt's.
I remember you telling me about that.
And they stuck a piece of the toffee in the top of the cream puff as the little add-on. Ghirardelli, though, if we're going with like a mainstream that you can find out here, the San Francisco Chocolatiers, Ghirardelli, like milk chocolate, that's a good one.
A couple stories made me laugh today. One that involves a potential homicide. No, follow me. You're going to laugh, too. I promise.
Oh, no.
That's coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at slowdown on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Roberts Road and I-70. And there's about a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side from Central Avenue to Wilson Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Pelotonia Ride Weekend rolls through Central Ohio August 1st and 2nd. Expect COTA reroutes beginning Friday, July 31st. COTA will keep you moving all weekend, so plan ahead at COTA.com or in the transit app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Play this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Scott McMullen leads the Buckeyes past Penn State in a 2003 Classic.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day. Tell your friends, please. I know you talked about the Eric Bieniemy situation yesterday. His wife shot in the house twice.
Yeah, by it,
by his by
son.
By their son.
By the son.
By Menon. It's a sad story. I'm not trying to make light of it, but in typical me fashion, I will. Here is a quote from Andy Reid, who is the Chiefs head coach, talking about the situation. We'll just see how things go. This is real life. You take care of that. She's a saint, one of God's blessings. But things happen. These kinds of things happen. But there's always a blessing in there somewhere. Andy, unless this is Rob Reiner's family,
if there is,
these things don't happen.
And
maybe in his world where his son just drinks at the office and then rolls out and runs over a little girl. What do you got? A little shooting in the home? These things happen.
I think
kid shot the mother. He probably didn't like the peas. I didn't like them either. Things happen.
I'm tired of pea soup.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Again? Mom?
It sucks.
We have leftovers again?
You bought me cheddar Pringles?
Things happen. Reimer?
I specifically asked for the red can original.
You ever take a shot at your mom, Reimer?
No.
No? Timmy? I'm not sure we all wanted to at some point. But
I did hit her with the leaf blower. She hated that. It's the only time she ever got so pissed off where the words "you're grounded" came out of her mouth. But she didn't
hold
stick to
second.
It. She
hold
was
on a
pissed
second.
Off. Yeah, blasted her with the Husqvarna.
I thought you physically took the leaf blower
so
and
too.
Bashed her over the head. That's what I thought you meant. Like, pistol whipped her with the Husqvarna.
That was a bit too far. And, you know, she had blood, you know, coming off
right,
her
I
head.
Right, I mean, that's as far as
she said, my God,
he took a shot at her, but
she didn't call the cops. She just grounded me. No, I blasted her with the air, and she said that too much of the fumes and the gasoline could get into her mouth. She was making all these excuses. I thought it was funny. I mean, I hit her like for 2 seconds. I was like, hey, mom.
Oh, who doesn't like that? Come on. It's good old-fashioned family hygiene.
I wanted to see her lips flapping, get the leaf blower air in there. High power.
You ever want to see your mom's lips? Lips flap. Man, you're really doing it today, aren't you? You're really doing it.
We're going all the way to
Man,
the Hamptons,
Mom,
buddy.
I just want to see your lips flapping.
Dear God. Reimer? Ever see your parents naked?
Tonight! So Andy Reid says these kind of things happen, so we'll just see.
I would think even in Rob Reiner's family, you don't really even think that these things happen. I mean, it did happen, but it's sort of like, oh my God, this happened. It's not these sorts of things occur. What are we talking about, the Menendez brothers? Like, no, that doesn't happen. That's psychotic. That's really, it's really too bad, Mike, but a blessing that she's with us.
Yes, it is.
That's what he was talking about.
That's the takeaway.
The blessing.
Yes, yes.
The blessing.
It is a blessing. She was shot twice, once in the chest.
Yes, I'm aware. You don't live through that.
The blessing. The Packers held their annual meeting with their shareholders last night. I say shareholders in air quotes because it's one of the biggest scams in the world. I can't believe they're not in jail.
You basically have like a micro machine worth
No,
of
but
the Packers.
Here's the thing. You have nothing. It's not even
you
that.
Have any say.
Nothing. Not any say. Look, as ridiculous as it is, you can go out today and buy a part of any publicly traded company. All right? And go out and buy SpaceX. Okay? At some point, that stock is either going to go up or down, depending on sales, profit, if the company's ever sold. And then you, as a shareholder, will either lose your investment or make money on that investment. That's what a shareholder is. The Green Bay Packers sell shares of the Packers. They like to say, we're the only publicly owned NFL team. No, because at the end of the day, shareholders have no say, as you said, on anything. And if the team were to sell
they
tomorrow,
get money.
They are entitled to none of it.
Mm-hmm.
Shareholders make no money ever. It is impossible for them to make money. You are essentially buying a certificate. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what it is.
And they let you in the stadium once a year, and they pretend like you're part of the organization. You are buying a worthless piece of paper. It's worth nothing.
You may as well just buy, what you're doing is like buying a piece of the turf. It's one of those ceremonial type of things that they do. This reminded me of something. So the last time that I let Jack sort of choose a present, you probably did that with Samantha and still do, where you know, like a birthday or Christmas comes up and you let her pick what the gift is going to be.
Yeah.
Or
within,
at least
within reason.
Within reason,
yeah.
Because this was one of the last times I allowed Jack to do this because I took a look at what he chose and I was like, that's very dumb and a scam. I don't want to do that. She'll hate the gift. She'll lie and smile and say she loved it. But why don't we like work on, I'll give you a couple other ideas.
Something oh, he's buying use. Gift for.
This was like,
for mom.
This is when he was younger.
Oh, okay.
So what it was after we took the Scotland trip. It's like, let's get her a piece of land in Scotland where you can actually be a lord or a lady.
Ooh, yes.
And you can own 1 square foot, a plot of land. What a bunch of bull-ass this is, right? Go to like establishedtitles.com and for $50, basically what you get is a, like you said, a piece of paper. You get a certificate. You tell me where the plot of land is. Where is this? Is this up near like Glasgow or Edinburgh or is it up north? Is it near the Isle of Skye? Where am I going to go to stand on this land? It's just stupid stuff
Isle
like
of
that.
Skye.
That'd be nice,
sounds
right?
Like a porn star.
Sure.
Right?
That's just the name. Is that the name of the movie or the name of our actress?
Skye's the actress and she's on an island.
Isle of Skye is
Isle
the movie.
Of Skye.
Yeah. She is.
Where... It's like Gilligan's Island. They get marooned on the island of Skye.
And everyone has...
But she's there. She's great. Instead of being upset...
With everybody.
Man, we've been marooned on this island. What are we going to do? Skye's there.
Skye's here. We'll do Skye.
Mm-hmm. Carmelone, do Skye. Look at Skye.
Sometime, Carmelone, look up at Skye.
The window is open for the Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Ryder?
Yeah, Mike.
What are the odds?
You ever make your mom's lips rattle?
Stop it.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. There's also a 5-minute delay due to a crash blocking the left lane on eastbound 33 after Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole on 97.1 The Fan Track.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in.
That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State Athletics, announcing a jersey patch agreement with J.P. Morgan Chase today, valued at $17 million. Not only will this be patches for football, but on uniforms of all 36 varsity sports, as well as adding resources for NIL. Quarterback Julian Sain and receiver Jeremiah Smith of the Buckeyes today named to the Big Ten's 12-member preseason team. That was announced to the conference media day interviews today. Philadelphia Eagles have signed defensive tackle Jalen Carter to a four-year contract extension worth up to $160 million, making Carter the highest-paid defensive tackle in NFL history. Baseball today, Cleveland Guardians beat the Cincinnati Reds 6-5 in the first of a doubleheader. Columbus Clippers host Toledo tonight. It's Dime a Dog Night at Huntington Park. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy time coming up at 5:30. What is the subject of Timmy time today?
We are going to do my favorite NFL films clips. I think for a lot of us now, we consume this stuff by, you know, social media, Instagram, Twitter clips, things like that. They're doing content nowadays that just goes straight to YouTube, and it might be in short form, and that's fine. However, it gets to us, that's the, you know, changing of the times. But I hearken back to when, you know, school bus would drop me off, go home. Maybe there's a little bit of Power Rangers mixed in there too. But I did a lot of NFL Films Presents viewing back in the day. And, you know, we were narrated by John Facenda, and we got to hear all those different NFL Films tunes and those songs, which surely we would get popped by Spotify for if we did, you know, the Autumn Wind is a Raider, blistering out to sea with a whispering sash and a something grin, something boisterously. It's great. And I'm going to do my top five favorite NFL films clips. So 5:30, you'll have that.
I put this on my Instagram story yesterday because Nicole Sheeran says I need more Instagram stories, but I picked up Samantha from camp and we went to one of our little local school parks there and they had monkey bars. And she asked me if I had ever done a pull-up before.
Have you ever done one before?
Well, I mean, that's a logical question.
Well, I mean,
some people can't do them at all.
You've done them back in the day. So, now, how many years has it been?
It's been over 30 years since I attempted a chin-up or pull-up, whatever you want to call it.
You never even did a pull-up like past your 20s?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay. All right.
Reimer? You do a lot of pull-ups?
No, not a lot.
No. Mm-mm. I assume most people don't.
No, I'm not saying like you're doing pull-ups every day, but it does seem strange that like you never were at the gym and or you were never in a program where it was like, okay, like I need you to bang out 10 pull-ups right now or as many as you can.
Never in a program?
At the gym or doing some kind of class or like the P90X thing that was a craze for a while. Anything at all.
Do you know me at all?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to join a program? Get the hell out of here.
Or you just are by a park and you see the pull-up that are out there and you say, oh boy, I wonder if I could do three of these right now.
Timmy, I hadn't done one in over 30 years.
Incredible.
So I was saying to my daughter, don't get your hopes up. I don't know if I can do it. But. I've been getting in shape recently.
Look at you. You're an Adonis.
And I was able to do four of them. Chin all the way up too, above the bar, and she challenged me to get to 10. So what I did was after I dropped her off at camp this morning, I went back to the playground.
Couldn't get enough,
and even though the bar was wet from the rain, I managed to pound out six in a row.
You didn't make the bar wet. It's wet from the rain.
You were there,
fooling the rain.
You'd be so impressed.
Oh,
you would have made that bar wet.
Seeing those biceps flex like that.
Let me tell you something.
I could see that in the Instagram story.
It awakened something in me.
Oh, it's
awake. It awakens something in me. I think
a lion
that I'm going to be. I mean, it's going to take me a few years to get there, but I'm going to be the first 50-year-old new Navy SEAL. That's what I think. That's my goal. Turn 50.
Oh, you Marcus join, Freeman?
Join the Navy
train,
SEALs.
You're able to train with the Navy
nah,
SEALs
I'm
now,
better,
getting ready for your season?
I'm better than him.
Were you doing pull-ups or chin-ups? Pull-ups is...
What's the difference?
Well, chin-ups is, I think, the palms are facing forward.
No. I was pulling up.
Pull-up. But still, you got to get the chin above the bar to get the credit for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So standard pull-ups.
How many could you do? By the way, in typical Tyvus fashion, because I'm proud of myself for doing 4 and living... After 30 years, I can do 12.
Nope.
First of all, I don't believe you. Second of all, you're 15 years younger than me, and you played in the NFL. So what the hell are we talking about here?
Tyvus already did this on his show today?
No.
He was like trying to one-up you?
He was just telling me over text yesterday.
Okay.
I can do 12. He's like a toddler. He's got to one-up you.
Yeah, why is he going to do that?
I don't know. He's got to one-up me on everything.
I
hope you can do 12.
I think I can get 5 pull-ups, not chin-ups. I think I can do 5. Like cold, without warming up or anything like that.
When was the last time you did
one? It's been probably a couple years now since I've even attempted. Periodically, it looked like the same kind of setting that you were at. You were at like the school or something. You were at one of the schools.
I like to hang around the school.
I like to hang around the gymnasium.
Yeah.
I once got ran out of there so fast. I was walking our dog because we live close to the elementary school. So we would just walk like 12 houses down the sidewalk.
And were you just in your bathrobe like you normally are when you go out to the schools?
Yeah. Before I went to work one day and Jack had his recess right there. And so like I was right at the corner of where the school is. And boy, did I learn my lesson about that stuff. Like I barely like lifted my hand and waved
because
Jack was on the soccer field. I didn't even move towards the school. I was on the sidewalk walking my dog and ready to head back to the house. I'm like, hey, Jack, how's it going, buddy? Love you. And they're like, get the hell out of here. I was like, okay. Sorry. I was like, they had the documentation. They had my photo right there. Like, this guy, get him out of there. He's going to rape all the children. It's okay. Sorry. I'm gone.
Just walking the dog.
But after hours, after 6 o'clock, when the school is closed, the basketball courts are open, there's a trail, and there is sort of like this fitness station thing that they put up like as you go. You're supposed to like run the lap and then stop, hit the pull-up bar. So they have like different height one there. I would always like periodically run over there, see if I could still do them. So,
all right, well, in the next couple weeks, I'm going to try and work my way up to 10.
Ooh.
Because that's Samantha challenged me to get to 10. And then I'm going for Tyvus.
Oh, man. See, I had the actual pull-up bar. I guess that's maybe why.
You're like
it
a ringer.
Me. No, I had, you know, you bought that thing on Amazon and you could put it down. And you can do the push-ups where it had the padded handles. And then you could double it and throw that thing into the door frame. I would take that on trips with me, Ryan. Looking at
you
me
would,
now, it's very sad.
Take that on trips with you.
Looking at me now, it's pretty sad
hell?
And pathetic. I used to jog, like when I went to Wildwood for the week, I would jog every morning on the boardwalk.
You
like I would hit a couple
one
of miles
of the
a day.
Doughiest people I've ever met.
I'm not that doughy. I'm doughy now, but back then, 10 years ago, when I was still banging.
I knew you 10 years ago.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I tried at least, so.
The jacket window is open.
No,
so.
It's not.
Well, I'm going to tell
what
you why.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about a winning window. That's never open.
Okay, good.
That's not what I'm talking
We're
about.
We're talking about your Russian websites have Marchenko going bye-bye
now. If they ever win, they have to jump through the plate glass window. That window's never going to be open for them.
Correct.
But
Barkley's going to have to chuck them through it.
Per CBA rules, as soon as your last restricted free agent, your arbitration case is all settled, you have 48 hours to buy out any players that you want. Okay? And that ends on Thursday now for the Blue Jackets with Cole Sillinger signing and avoiding
arbitration.
Yeah. So they have until Thursday, if they choose, which they won't because they're dumb, to buy out Elvis. But I'm reading this piece.
Well, they want him as a backup
now. Here's what I don't understand.
For the season.
I don't get it.
It's one more year. You're almost at the end now.
I know you're almost at the end, but everyone that I've talked to, everyone has talked about how he is a malcontent pain in the ass. And so wouldn't it be worth it? Even though there's just 1 year left on this terrible deal.
Well, they must be saying that, but they don't mean it enough because he's lasted the life of the deal.
To get him out of the dressing room. Look, if Jet's your guy, and clearly he is, you sign him to a 3-year deal, he's your number one.
Who's our next guy behind him? Like, who's coming up the pike? I know they drafted someone
from Russia
was going back and still developing. But like, do we have like that Tarasov kind of guy, that third guy that would be coming up? I mean, you have a guy.
Can I tell you something? You can find those guys. Those guys are everywhere.
You can sign one of them.
There's veteran goaltenders out there all the time. Sign one. Who did we lose to last year? We're playing, was it the Bruins? We lost to Corpusalo.
Yeah, Corpy did give us the business.
These guys are a dime a dozen. You find yourself a veteran who's not threatening, who's going to keep his mouth shut in the dressing room. I don't know why you want to keep a guy like Elvis around when you have no plans for him except be a backup.
Tarasov, you know where he was last season?
You go with the Panthers?
Started a lot of games. Yeah, he started 31 games for the Panthers last year.
Bill Zito just gets nothing but jackets down there. And what's frustrating is that they just win.
I mean, they had a rougher year last year, which was nice to see.
Well, you know what? I'll give him a pass.
For the two straight
I'm just saying, you're going to win two straight cups.
I'll take a Jackets-like year after two straight cups. Just give us one.
A bobblehead giveaway that Timmy and I wish we could attend. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71, about a 5-minute delay there. There's also a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 going from Lane Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hawkeye football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. All the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking good across central Ohio for the rest of this week. Overnight tonight, clearing skies, lows in the low 60s on Wednesday. A lot of sunshine and a high of 81. 83 on Thursday, dry and sunny. And more sunshine on Friday and a high of 86. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Mikey, you know that me and the fam, we took a recent 3-day trip to New York City.
New York City?
New York City.
Salsa's made in New York City.
It was our last Pace. Is that a Pace Picante commercial? Is that what that was from?
Was that Pace?
That had to be a Pace.
Old El Paso?
Ooh, maybe it could have been.
No, I think it was Pace, because Pace made in San Antonio.
San Antonio with the big-ass
women.
Big old women down there by Galveston, the dirty-ass water. So we took our little trip to New York City, did a little Yankees game. Quite frankly, I thought the stadium sucked. Would have been nice if I was treated to free things and nice experiences and all that stuff. I thought it was, you know, the most special thing about it, the only special thing about it is that the Yankees play there.
I got to tell you, I was in high school before I actually understood that the Yankee greats were not buried in the outfield.
Next to Jimmy Hoffa or someone like that?
I thought that was a cemetery.
Or is Hoffa supposed to be under the Giants end zone?
I think that's in East Rutherford, right?
I think that's where he's supposed to be, in Jersey. Yeah. So, this might be a good reason for you and I to actually go to Yankee Stadium on August 27th. They are hosting the cheating bastard Houston Astros. So I don't care for either of these teams, but I've had many, many people still message us and say they love all the Seinfeld references that we do. And there is a George Costanza eating a calzone bobblehead night.
Costanza, what is that you're eating over there? That looks pretty tasty.
It's a calzone, sir.
Calzone, huh? Yeah, let's hear it. Pass that on down. Let's get a little look at that. Big Stein wants a little taste.
I think Costanza had a little cheese, a little pepperoni. What was that other ingredient?
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Eggplant, yeah.
Pretty delicious, right, Big Stein?
It's not necessarily a common calzone ingredient.
It's not.
Is the eggplant.
No. But.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent little calzone you got there, Costanza.
What happened in that episode? You had...
Kramer was trying to cook his clothes.
Well, that was later because so George got in good with Big Stein. He felt really good about that. So he started to have like daily lunch meetings. And so he would be one of the key decision makers because Stein would take a phone call and it would be like, we want to have a lost and found. Like, no, lost and found. If people can't take care of their own crap, why should we help them? And then George would say, no, I actually think a lost and found is a pretty good idea. And so,
this is what we're doing, huh, Timmy?
He suggested having corned beef.
And then this happened. And then this happened on a 25-year-old television show. And then this guy said this, and it was pretty funny.
Costanza, go get me a couple of calzones right now. Pronto, move it out.
So, you know, if you want, you can...
we're really doing that.
Go to Yankee Stadium, but only the first 18,000 fans.
Got it.
And there's a lot more seats than that.
Something that I actually do want to... talk about that I think is going to be fun for people is we've been talking about this for a while, but now it's finally being done, is that this week you're going to start filming for your Timmy Eats a Burger series that we're going to do on the show.
Yeah, I've actually talked to more than one burger spots to kickstart
this
thing.
I'm sure they'd be happy to have you out there.
I would hope so. I mean, it's free publicity. We're going to spice it up, dress it up a little bit. I've even been told that when it's done... for the people and all you guys in the YouTube chat, it will play like simultaneously. We'll have it's going to be kind of an audio.
Right, but there's going to be a video component to it.
But a video element with some B-roll and with, you know, hopefully some interviews with the burger chefs. B-roll.
My wife's going to be on it?
Maybe A-roll.
Oh, no, no, no.
No. So I'm excited. First taping will be on Thursday.
And so we're not going to air that on Thursday.
Maybe look for it sometime next week. We're still going to decide if it'll float, if we're going to, you know, make a staple segment for a given day and probably do these every other week as long as I feel like going. Well, into football season.
Big Ten Media Days kicked off today in Chicago. I have some Tony Petitti sound. Would you like to hear from the commissioner?
Oh, a little. You know what the significance, we talked about this on yesterday's show, and you would love it too. Did you know where the Big Ten Media Days is? Like specifically, location in Chicago?
No.
It's at the Hilton.
Okay.
Which is the site of the climax of one of our favorite movies of the 1990s, The Fugitive.
Oh, they filmed that at that Hilton?
That was filmed at that Hilton.
So they're in the same ballroom
as Dr. Richard Kimball.
Kimball confronted
Dr. Charles Lentz. Did you kill Lentz too?
Nichols.
Dr. Charles Nichols.
Yeah, Dr. Nichols.
Dr. Richard Kimball and Dr. Charles Nichols.
Well, right. Hell yes, I have a prosthetic arm. I must have murdered his wife, right?
But you did murder his wife.
That's the thing.
You're acting like you didn't.
That's it. I'm going to say it like I didn't, but you did.
Did. All right, Tony Petitti. That's actually a clip from him.
Well, hell yes, I have a prosthetic arm. I must have murdered his wife, right?
Here is Tony Petitti on his thoughts about college football playoff expansion, the SEC, and all of that. He really answered a bunch of different questions, not necessarily thoroughly. Well, that's a great tease, isn't it?
Would you just play the damn clip?
Sit through 70 seconds of gobbledygook.
I'd rather talk more about the episode, The Calzone.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'll say about, you know, working with the SEC on the playoff and working with Greg specifically, you know, I've never heard him say that he won't do the work and consider 24. I mean, he's been public about certain preferences he has, but he's committed himself to doing the work around all formats. And we've done the same thing. We have strong opinions about where the right path is. I think there's been an evolution since we were here last year about how people feel about 24 at this point. And we've made adjustments in our league. We were focused on automatic qualifiers. We're not focused on that anymore. We're looking at, you know, the committee picking the field to 24. We feel that that ultimately will still unlock the power of scheduling that we want. So we work every day with it. I think the path is, you know, you've got to be able to do this in a way that allows you to not play championship games. There's obviously significant economic value in our championship games across the P4. And so we've got to understand where that is. And if we can find the value, then I think it just changes the tone of the conversations. But it's been completely collaborative. And even though the memo gives the SEC and the Big Ten more, you know, the operating decision-making in this process, we've really included, you know, on a daily basis, our colleagues in the ACC, the Big 12, and everybody else in the CFP room. We're trying to do this together. I think there's been a lot of movement among coaches and ADs around the country that 24 is the right number. But we've got to see if it has the right value, and we got to understand that process and how we schedule it and when.
Well, let's be clear. You're trying to do this together as long as the idea is ultimately coming from you.
Yes.
And I'm not even saying that's wrong.
Yeah.
Because Tony Petitti's interest is the Big Ten. He is paid to represent the Big Ten. So if you have the power and the leverage and you're bringing in the big checks, I don't blame him for sort of trying to maneuver these pieces.
Yeah.
However, I think 24 teams at this point is unnecessary.
Don't we all?
No. Apparently we don't.
I mean, I think us free-thinking fans, like
free-thinking Americans.
We're against this ridiculous expansion. Like, we're seeing it in the NCAA tournament. We're seeing it with the college football playoff where they just can't sit still for 10 seconds about it. The problem was when it was just a four-team playoff. There is a big difference. The NCAA tournament didn't go from like an eight-team field to 64. It took years and years and years of tinkering and finding out what the sweet spot was before the mid-80s came along when they went to that nice formed bracket that just fit symmetrically on a nice standard 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and you can get bracket pools going, and it just became a piece of Americana. You struck gold eventually when you hit the right number. We don't need to go that far. There's not that many teams that can really win this thing. It's just that we saw enough examples when we were stuck in the four-team model that, oh, you know what? Ohio State had one loss. They feel pretty damn good right now. They're a hot team, but they're going to finish fifth, and they're not going to have a shot to contend or play for a national title with a one-loss season. And that kind of sucks, but, you know, they're doing it. So it's like you said, his interests are the Big Ten, but I do think his interest also would be the overall well-being of college football, because your goal is to be,
to a certain extent,
one of the best conferences in that sport.
Right. But
so you care about
you
that sport
want
in general.
Essentially control college football.
It's one thing about controlling it, but controlling it to a point where everyone still likes what it is when the end result is there. And who's to say that maybe they expand so much where they don't take a good hard look at going back? And that's what you don't want. That's why I think it's
much. I don't think there's any
putting the genie back in the bottle.
No, nope.
Right.
Once you go down this road, I think that's the way it is.
Did you see
good or bad?
Did you see a lot of the talk today was just sort of the flexing on the SEC, which I would absolutely
well, you know what, though?
They
flex on us.
I would. No,
they had their meetings last week, and all I had to hear was from Saban saying, well, you got three good teams and really nobody else.
I'm all for it. So they had the three national championship trophies right there on the stage.
They should.
In the shot. And it was pointed out that, you know, the Big Ten has 11 wins by seven different teams in just the past 2 years of the college football playoff. That outpaces five wins total by the SEC. And Petitti said more than double the next best league.
All right, one more from Tony Petitti. This is Tony Petitti talking about the biggest challenges the Big Ten faces over the next 5 years.
And how you doing, little partner?
Good.
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
You see, that's good. I was doing a thing there. My head wasn't in it. You actually talked your way into the clip. You didn't just run right to it.
There was a little foreplay involved.
Well thought out.
Yeah.
At the end of the segment, it was good.
Timmy time in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing delay on Westerville Road at Walnut Creek Drive. And there's some slower traffic on westbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and Wilson Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. When's the hottest week of the summer? The one with 30% off at Fresh Time Market. From July 22nd through July 28th, save on over 4,000 wellness items like protein powder, skincare, sunscreen, and collagen. See you at Fresh Time for this scorching sale. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
By the way, I saw this headline today.
What'd you see?
LeBron James and the 76ers will be on national television a lot. Yes. Every team LeBron plays on is going to be on national television. I think the Sixers have 34 games on national TV, which I'm surprised it's only 34.
No kidding. I mean, are Cavs fans really bent about that at this stage of the game?
You should be.
Should you be?
Yeah, I think so. You take it personally.
I know you and I, we could have cared less at this point, but I do feel sad if you are a Cavs fan that really wanted him back and you felt like you got spurned. The one thing that I was feeling good about, my uncle is a longtime Philly sports fan. I love my uncle. I don't love any of the Philly teams though, but I liked the Phillies stadium. I had a good time there and they're not in any of the division of my teams. But if he can see a Sixers championship before he gets sick, he got Parkinson's last year, so he's hanging in. I'd be good with that. That'd be the next best thing.
You got to throw the illness in there.
Absolutely.
It was coming out of my mouth. I was about to say, screw your uncle. Who cares?
You can't screw Uncle Steve.
No, I guess you can't screw Uncle Steve. I hope you're doing well, Uncle Steve, or as well as you can be. Timmy time.
Training camps are firing up all across the country. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can.
Can you believe it? NFL season is right around the corner. Hall of Fame game is next week. So as our feeds have just been inundated by all sorts of NFL topics, NFL things, it just sort of took me back to when we were kids and we would watch all sorts of NFL films, presentations. I don't know how many of these you watched when you were a kid.
Tons.
Tons, right?
Tons. You'd fall down the rabbit hole.
Absolutely.
It was great.
And for us, it was just, you know, flip on the TV and it's on ESPN.
Well,
and
now on ESPN, you know, you flip on ESPN and they've got, you know, 19 different channels and it's all pillow fights are on, professional pillow fights and Lots of that stuff. But back
have,
in
like
the,
roof balls on ESPN.
Yeah,
right
back
now.
Back in the day, they would throw NFL film stuff up there when they had nothing
there
else to show.
2 hour blocks.
Yeah, it was great.
And that's how we learned about football back in the day. A lot of what we were learning about was Joe Namath and Roger Staubach and Dick Butkus and guys like that.
Yes, Timmy, we were learning
history.
We were
learning football history.
Learning.
It was great. So I brought my five favorite NFL films, clips, and maybe a couple of bonus ones here. This first one is Joe Montana and the sideline phone. Don't know if you have seen this one before. It didn't come out until more recently, but in this one, the legendary Niners quarterback, it gives just a funny and interesting clip, probably something that we've all had a thought about growing up watching ball when the quarterback's always on that red bat phone next to the bench.
I don't know what made me do it, but one day I hung up and I'm sitting there going, I wonder if these things call out. So I pick up the phone and I hit, what do you do normally? Hit 9, right? Gives you an outside line. I hit 9. Got a dial tone. That dial my house.
And the phone would ring. I'd pick it up and it'd be Joe. I go, what are you doing?
I go, hey, how you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Who is it? What are you doing? Why are you, where are you calling me from?
He goes, I'm calling you. I'm calling you to say I love you. And I go, oh, I love you. How are you calling? He goes, they have an outside line. I check in every stadium.
I go, on the sideline phone. I found out that it calls. So I thought I'd give you a call since I'm just sitting here waiting to go on the field.
I love that.
I'd never heard that before.
I love the way he tells the story and just the fact that he does the little thing about dialing 9. And it feels like something I would do if I were a quarterback in the league. And just joke about, hey, I had another 3-touchdown pass day. Steve Young's never going to get this job.
If you were a quarterback in the league, you'd be Joe Montana, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're just as good as Joe Montana. That's what I heard, Reimer.
I have a sense of humor like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did he call his other three wives, too, or just the latest one?
Oh, stop it. Wasn't him and his wife like in an underwear ad back in the day?
I believe
something
so.
That they were in.
Yeah, they were drenched in
right.
Casey Masterpiece.
Perfect. Which, by the way, is a barbecue sauce you can pass on. They're much better Casey barbecue sauces. So this next one I'm going to give you is from Hard Knocks. All right. That was obviously a groundbreaking show. It's coming back next Tuesday, I think, JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and the Seattle Seahawks off of their Super Bowl will be featured. I think they popped, like they had to do it. They got rules now for how who has to go because a lot of teams don't want that access. But the Ravens were the first team ever featured, and that was right after their Super Bowl win, 2001. This clip, I still remember laughing my ass off. I was watching this. I still lived at the house with my mom and dad. Me and my dad watched football all the time. We loved it. So they filmed some of the chaos and the hazing that they made the guys do in team meetings. They'd make certain guys, you know, do singing, sing their, you know, your school song. They made certain guys do comedic bits. It was like, you know, make me a bicycle clown,
I mean,
what they would do.
Hazing.
Yeah.
It's not like them down and said, sniff my sack.
Do this.
Or at least
stuff.
They didn't film that.
Right. The HBO cams are here. Undrafted rookie linebacker Tim Johnson stole the show in this one. You'll hear them reference Shannon Sharp in an impersonation that's still viral. They just threw this clip out again this week.
I seen that special HBO School of Hard Knocks when Sarah Gooser had locked the tight ends in the room.
You humiliated me, dude, on national television, so I won't restitution.
I knew that Goose had something to do with that, and I told Goose then, I said, Goose, I want my restitution. You embarrassed me.
Wasn't good enough for him to make the team, though.
I don't even know. I don't know. Tim Johnson very well may have made the team.
No,
I didn't even look into him at all.
I don't remember him, though.
All right, so next clip here is another recent favorite. Go back to just 2024. We've talked about this on the show, and it sparked a pretty big debate as to, was he in the right or was he in the wrong? I had to do a fair share of editing on this one. So take a listen. This is Joe Burrow versus head coach Zach Taylor after that 2024 win on the road against the Tennessee Titans.
The penalty train rolls on.
What the f*** are we doing, man? Wake the f*** up!
f***ing mental mistakes all f***ing day.
Way to finish the day. That's a great drive to finish it. I know it's a frustrating,
embarrassing performance by us. F***ing embarrassing.
Listen, we'll address it. We'll address it, but at the same time, let's enjoy some
f***ing wins again. F*** that. We sucked today. That was embarrassing. Okay. We jumped off sides eight times.
I know that.
Sometimes I walk into an emotional moment that I know I'm walking into an emotional moment, and it becomes a really emotional moment, and it may be viewed as conflict. It's really just passion for the game.
You know, I understand that we won the game and we want to be happy that we win the game, but at the same time, when things aren't good enough, I'm not going to act like they were.
Now, we went back and forth on that, and Joe, you know, takes a lot of heat now just because he's so good, but he's unreliable in terms of his health. But I think he just captured the mood. In that 2024 season was the one where he was healthy and had ridiculous numbers and would have been the MVP if the team performed better. And they did that thing that they always do. They started like crap. They won the last five games and still missed out on the playoffs. But that was sort of how everyone felt. Like, no, it's not. We might win this game, but it's not good enough. We're just wasting another year, wasting another, you know, solid performance.
See, the fan in me loves that, right?
The fan in me loves
right,
that, too.
You love that if
and
you're
you know,
a fan.
You don't mean it like when you're in that moment there, but that's what's coming out of me right now.
The other side of that is, like, maybe you have this conversation with your significant other where you have a disagreement in front of the kiddos, right? And I've said to my wife before, I said, you know, you can say whatever the hell you want to say to me. Just make sure she's gone to bed and whatever it is, and in front of the kid, we have at least a unified front in theory only.
Absolutely.
All right. So I understand having hard conversations like that. I think part of being in this league a while and being a veteran is learning when to have those hard conversations. And to your point, though, you're playing a very emotional game.
Are you saying you don't like that during the game? That you want that closed door? Because they were kind of alone. He wasn't doing that around. He was on the bench, and he kind of knelt down to him. It just so happened I'm mic'd up.
Right.
You know, and so you got a really cool clip right there.
All right, we
got
to take a break.
A couple more.
Come back, more sound, and back page. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute slowdown due to a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side at 17th Avenue. And you're looking at stop-and-go traffic causing about a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebray Road. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Colin Mann here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Retirement from football hits everyone differently.
For Devere Posey and Dane Sanzenbacher, it means sitting around watching sports clips on the internet
and arguing about them.
Search for Didn't Catch That on YouTube and subscribe.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common man, Timmy. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you, Beam.
What's that soccer jersey you got on there? Is that a Man U?
Man U.
Sure is.
Yep.
How are they going to do this year?
I don't know. Not sure.
All right. Thanks.
I think top three. They'll fight.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was the best season they've had in quite a while this past year. They qualified for Champions League this year, which is good.
Oh, yes.
So I hope they can at least get in a nice little battle for the title the stretch run.
You know what? Jersey sponsorships have been sort of the theme of the day with Ohio State and Chase. You guys have seen Buckeyes with a $17 million deal for all 36 sports to wear a Chase Bank logo. Soccer kind of started that trend in the biggest way. I'm just noticing that this one has not one, but two. There's a second sponsor on the sleeve. You got... What is Team Viewer?
I don't know. This is an old
company
shirt
out there.
So I don't know. I don't know what this is.
But it looks like they've got Kohl's, or is it Kohler? And Kohler. I just can't see.
Kohler. Like, there's no Kohl's over there?
Well, I mean.
They don't have those big box stores over there.
No Kohl's moms over in Manchester?
Could you still have like a very popular American sponsorship, though?
What do you mean?
You're kind of a global brand.
No.
Well, they had
like Chevrolet for a long time.
There you go.
Yeah, but they sell Chevys over there.
I get it. Well,
that's the difference.
I didn't know. There could have been a Kohl's in England.
There's no Kohl's.
Sears in England.
Kohler, though. We got fine faucets and toilets there that were made in Wisconsin.
That's international for sure.
All right, Beam. So we're getting ready for another NFL season, training camps, Hard Knocks coming back next week. I was doing for Timmy Time this week my favorite NFL films clips of all time. So we had five. We had the Joe Montana sideline phone, which is a good one. Four, I had a Ravens Hard Knocks clip where the dude impersonates Shannon Sharp. Love that one. Just did Joe Burrow versus Zach Taylor sideline exchange. Now another quarterback exchange with a offensive lineman that I love.
Hey, quit calling the plays, all right?
Hey, we gotta run the ball.
We'll run the ball.
Can we run it down there?
Just play center.
We run it down.
Yeah, Jeff.
Okay, so
we will. All right, we call pass plays. Block. He's calling plays.
Go sit down.
He's calling plays.
I will sit down.
Y'all quit yelling.
Hey, go sit down.
No, we're cool. Y'all quit yelling.
Over here telling us how to block.
He's doing it.
Come on, okay.
He's yelling at us.
You don't have to go yet.
No. I'm mic'd up, too. I'm mic'd up.
It's like Adam Manning or something.
Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday yelling at each other.
And I don't know who the guard or the tackle, very large man. It could have been a defensive player.
It's a beastly man.
Oh, just huge.
From Kansas.
Just, that's as raw and as unfiltered in the heat of the moment.
He started it.
Yeah, that is what mic'd up is intended for. Forget you're wearing this stuff, but then he remembers. He's like, oh, shoot. I'm mic'd up. Like, they got all that, but lean into it. All right, so going down to number two here. This one, I believe, it's either like a clip of it in T-Bone and Tyvus's open. I just know that T-Bone and I had talked about this one a few years ago. I had never seen it until that point, and it is a classic. It's John Henderson of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he likes to get like physically hit in the face before he gets ready for game time.
I know you. Oh, Joe, that ain't good enough. Come on, Joe. Thank you, baby. Thank you. You're making blood come from my damn mouth. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You got to make blood come to the mouth. You can't just smack me and don't hit me hard. That bullshit. When you hit a motherfucker, you hit that motherfucker. Let's kick the ass, motherfucker. Kick the ass. Let's go.
It's amazing how they have trouble blending into society then when their careers are over.
I don't know if you have this one, Tim, but another like NFL Films classic to me is when Wes Welker is obviously concussed on the sideline and Julian Edelman is a rookie and he's out there returning punts and he has like a great game as a rookie and Bill Belichick is standing right next to Wes Welker, who is in outer space at the time. He goes, "You ever heard of Wally Pipp?" And Wes Welker's like, "No, who is he?" And so, like, Belichick's, like, explaining the whole situation to him. And Wes Welker's, like, not getting the idea that Edelman's going to take his job
eventually. Sounds like a really great player.
He's like, yeah, okay, that guy seems cool.
This one's more off the beaten path. It's you'll hear Joe Theismann. You'll hear Dion. Mooch is out there.
Mooch.
It's a panel. They're getting ready for another season. Or they're doing... It might have been like when they had the Showtime series for a bit, but just take a listen. They lost control at something.
I just think it's so difficult because what you wind up with is you can do what you want with your corners against New England, but you still have Gronkowski and Hernandez to deal with at the tight end position. And don't forget Danny Woodcock out of the backfield.
An astute observation.
masturbation has led to laughter.
I wish this was a live show. I wish it was.
Give me the footage. I need this footage. Please.
Dion loved that so much, he's just crawling on the ground over just the little slip of the tongue that probably everyone's done, Danny Woodcock instead of Danny Woodhead. And one more for you two Bears lovers. All day, Mike Singletary back in 1992 mic'd up for a nice game against the Green Bay Packers. And listen in the middle to some of just the gnat sound of the brutality of trying to play against this guy.
Hey, baby! Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby. All right. Bring it, baby. Hey, man, look at here. You got to watch for that quick pass to the right side. The quick pass to the back, out of bound formation, or even if it's flop, look at, lift him up. If it's flop over there, Sterling Sharp is on the inside guy.
And then later on, can't win with him. Can't play with him.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
That clip is inspiring. Then you remember the Bears won 5 games that year and Ditka got fired.
But. Well, you know, you had your 1985. So that was nice.
What's coming up on the Buckeyes show tonight, Beamer?
Guys, 2 hours tonight. Justin Zwick is hanging out with me at his Big Ten Media Days over in Chicago. Berm is going to join us from there coming up at 6:30. Austin Ward is going to join us from there at 7:30. We'll also talk some jersey patches.
Buckeyes show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I wanted to give a quick nod of appreciation to, I don't know her name, but you know maybe she's listening and maybe she knows that it's her. So, you know, Beam, we take Salem to the dog kennel, right? The Camp Bow Wow is the one that's by us if we got to do a little overnight and we're going out of town. And so I was going to pick her up. Right? No, I was doing the drop-off, right? I was doing the drop-off because I had Salem. And I noticed this woman who had a dog stayed back, like, in her SUV to let me, like, have the door, which was just a very nice, like, a nice complimentary move because you don't know, like, how other dogs interact. I mean, they should be good if at the kennel, but it was nice just let us have the door. And then as I, like, dropped Salem off and came back in, she was there and I held the door open for her. And not only did she say thank you for me opening the door for her, she was urging her dog to thank me as well. And I
thank
thought,
you, Jimmy.
I'm like, thank what, you, it's Jimmy. One thing for the human beings to actually say thank you and you're welcome. She's urging her cute pup who looked like it was like 14 years old, my kind of dog, really old and gray. I'm like, that's very nice. Great manners, and you're teaching the manners to the dog as well.
And then she sniffed your butt.
As I did as hers.
Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's blocking 2 right lanes if you're on westbound 670 after Leonard Avenue. And there's a 15-minute delay due to an accident that's in the construction area on eastbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.